and I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas supporters in Lebanon organized a funeral for their chief, Ismail Haniyeh, on Wednesday, one day after the movement named Yahya Sinwar as the successor. A Hamas representative in Lebanon said, quote, if the enemy thought that the leadership by assassinating Ismail Haniyeh would give up on the conditions related to the negotiations, the response came by choosing a tough and stubborn leader present in the field. The terrorist group named Sinwar as a successor to Haniyeh, who was assassinated in Tehran last week, the group said on Tuesday, in a move that reinforces the radical path pursued since the October 7th attack on Israel. Reuters correspondent Laila Shakrashani has more.
Sinwar, the architect of the most devastating attack on Israel in decades, has been hiding in Gaza, evading Israeli attempts to kill him since the start of the war. News of Sinwar's appointment came as Israel braces for a likely attack from Iran following the killing of Haniyeh in Tehran. It may also reinforce Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu's insistence that Israel must pursue its campaign in Gaza to the end. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said a ceasefire must be the primary goal.
Reuters correspondent Laila Shakrashahi. Bangladesh's Muhammad Yunus is set to lead a caretaker government after mass protests ousted the premier, and on Wednesday he's said to be ready to build the country ahead of his hugely anticipated return. The Nobel-winning microfinance pioneer will head the interim government as chief advisor after longtime and autocratic Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina fled to India, the presidency has said. This is VOA News. Russia on Wednesday battled a major cross-border incursion from Ukraine for a second day, the most serious attack on Russian territory by Kyiv's forces in months that prompted both countries to evac several thousand civilians. A local state of emergency was introduced in Russia's Kursk region on Wednesday evening, 36 hours after Ukrainian soldiers, tanks, and armored vehicles stormed into the western border region. Russia said it launched air and artillery firepower to repel the attack throughout Wednesday after having rushed reinforcements to the region in a bid to halt Ukrainian advances. Organizers on Wednesday canceled several Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna over fears of an attack. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour was due to stop in Vienna on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Event organizer Barracuda Music says on Instagram, government officials confirmed an attack was planned and Barracuda had no choice but to cancel the shows. Austria authorities say they arrested two suspected extremists near Vienna, one of whom was focused on Swift's concerts, according to the Austria press agency. The report quotes Public Security Director Franz Ruf of Austria's Interior Ministry as saying authorities had secured chemical substances and were evaluating them, but did not give details. I'm Margie Zaraleta.
Illegal practices in Mexico's avocado heartland, which is expanding rapidly to feed growing demand in the United States, comes at the expense of nearby forests, according to government officials. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Local government officials say growing demand for avocados in the United States has led to deforestation as avocado producers use bulldozers to dig out illegal water reservoirs for their thirsty crop. Mexican law requires an environmental impact study and permit to store and use water for resource-intensive avocado farming. But in the town of Madero, only 42 reservoirs and wells had permits, according to data from the National Water Authority, CONAGUA. And activists say hundreds of similar water pools in the area have not been approved.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Two people have died and several others were trapped under the rubble for hours on Wednesday after a hotel partially collapsed in western Germany. A floor of the hotel some 110 kilometers west of Frankfurt collapsed for unknown reasons at around 11 p.m. on Tuesday, police said in a statement. A woman and a man were killed in the accident, a police spokesman said on Wednesday. Of the 14 people inside at the time, five managed to get out. I'm Joe Ramsey.